This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
Thanks again to David Coburn. I really enjoyed our conversation with him from a business standpoint and where we are in college athletics with name, image, and likeness. It's a fascinating time, and we appreciate him making his debut on the program.
Absolutely. We go to the Power Hour. Plenty to cover, and in fact, we'll get to more of your responses on if you could name an alum to coach any sport at your ACC school, who would it be? And we'll get to all those and more. And speaking of coaching, Pack, let's go to a graduate and an alum of the cradle of coaches, Miami of Ohio's Danny Hall. From the mean streets of Coolville, Ohio, by the way, Pack. Don't ever forget that. The mean streets of Coolville.
Heard about that.
Head coach of the Jackets. Yeah, it is. Tough town. All right, welcome. And you got Auburn tonight. These midweek games have been kind of funny. Is this a good time to see the Tigers, or would you rather have kind of this week off and just go from one ACC series to another?
No, it's a good time to have Auburn coming in here. You know, we miss playing those midweek games, and I've told everybody all year that it costs kids at bats, it costs pitchers innings, and you know, the exciting thing for us tonight is that we have Marquise Grissom Jr. making his debut tonight, and he was one of our heralded freshmen that, you know, we feel really good about. But in saying that, I would probably rather that he not have this assignment tonight for his debut against an SEC team. But, you know, we're going to run him out there. We need to build his innings up, and he'll be on a pitch count for sure. But we're excited to get him back out there and see him perform. We're very high on him, and it'll be an exciting night for him and for us tonight.
Hey, Danny, I got all my Braves fans up here still complaining and whining and going crazy on that call the other night against the Phillies. Replay screwed it up. Guy never touched the plate. Do we know that those umpires haven't been kicked out by Major League Baseball and they're showing up for tonight's Auburn-Georgia Tech game? Do we know? Can we confirm that? Huh? Do we know that?
That's 100%, I think, that, they're still going to be there. And you know, and like coaches, players, fans, you got to get over it. I mean, it's going to happen. It will happen, and you just move on.
That's it. It's a long season. You know, I was kidding around with you beforehand. You know, you can't hide in this league, can you? I mean, I know you can't look down the schedule too far. You got to worry about Auburn tonight, and hey, whoever's next is next. But man alive, the league is so deep that you just can't seem to come up for air, and that's why. You know, winning two or three in the series, it doesn't have to be a sweep, but just, hey, let's win series and just keep piling those things up and keep through the grind. Man, what a tough deal it is this year, the way the schedule breaks and the quality of depth in this league.
No question. And I said, if you looked at the preseason coaches poll and look where some teams fell and where some teams started, you know, we all had it wrong, let's put it that way. But I think we all realize, and certainly I do, that our league is good top to bottom. Every game is a good game. Everybody's got players. Everybody's got pitchers. There's great coaches up and down the league. And you hit it right on the head. It's a grind. It's a 12 weekends. And, you know, and even for us, I mean, we go to Virginia Tech this weekend, and I think that's five of our first eight series have been on the road. So it has not been easy. It won't be easy going down the stretch. But again, it's exciting baseball every weekend.
Danny, I want to ask you about Kevin Parada. In this sense, you've had a lot of guys show up on campus in your time at Georgia Tech that were heralded. And a lot of guys lived up to the billing. Guys come in, they go through the freshman struggle, pick it up midseason, and flourish at the end of that rookie year. Parada showed up, unpacked his bags, and started raking from the jump. What makes this guy different? Because he's doing a number on this league now.
I think it's his makeup. You know, he has a high baseball IQ. He's a great competitor. He doesn't let the highs get to him, and he doesn't let the lows get to him. He just keeps playing every day and every inning and every out. So for me, more than anything, it's just he has the right makeup and ability. I mean, let's not forget that. I mean, he's got some skills, but he's just a good baseball player, and he's playing at a high level for a freshman.
Danny, I want to get back to the league a second. And it's not unusual that media gets things wrong. We screw things up left and right like clockwork. But normally coaches know. Normally coaches know. Right? I mean this in all sincerity. Players know, coaches know. How is it that these cold weather teams in the ACC, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, Virginia Tech, given the fact that February it's not necessarily balmy in Blacksburg, even Boston College has had a terrific year. How is it that these cold weather teams have really surprised just about everybody, not only within the league, but from a national perspective? I mean, Notre Dame's a top 10 team. You just got done playing those guys. You lost two out of three. You caught the last one, which was a good one. Shouldn't have lost that game Friday, though, by the way. But nevertheless, how in the world do these cold weather teams, how have they been able to pull that off? How does that happen?
I mean, I think they're just playing. They're playing well, and you look at Notre Dame. So we, the guys that they're hitting. You go back to 2019, and that most of those guys were playing in 2019. So they got experience that year. Last year, we all know, was cut short. But now here they are as an older team, as Coach Pastner likes to say. You got a bunch of juniors and seniors and sometimes some fifth-year guys. You have some transfers that have gone in there, and that kid Cole Hepp that threw against us Friday and threw against us Sunday has a great arm. So you're just seeing older teams with experience that, sometimes that just overcomes talent. But they've played really well. You can't deny that. Pittsburgh came in here and played really well against us. Notre Dame played really well against us, and I think you're just seeing that not only throughout our league, but I mean, I'll just use this as an example. Last Tuesday, USC Upstate came in here, and I warned my team, hey, these guys are 18-5 coming in here. They're 18-5 for a reason, and they came in here and totally outplayed us on a Tuesday. And again, I think I looked at their roster, 22 transfers on USC Upstate's roster. So wow. I think all things just COVID, all things transfer portal, that there's good baseball teams everywhere.
All right. You've been doing this a minute, right? So I feel, and I've known you long enough, I think I can ask you this question. The roster management conversation that you and I used to have 10, 15 years ago is an entirely different conversation now. Yesterday, the D1 Council voted, I think June 1, June 2, we're going to get back into some normalcy in recruiting. We've talked about football. We're in the midst of talking about basketball. Is there any way to kind of break apart what you're going through with baseball in a fractional scholarship sport with all the volatility when it comes to just composing a roster?
Oh, it's a nightmare, quite honestly. The NCAA did give us a little relief this year. We'll have a little relief next year in terms of roster size. But then I'm guessing the year after that, it'll be back to 11.7 and 27 counters on those 11.7. So rosters will have to be, I guess, shrunk in a couple years. But then you throw in the pro draft, and that is the absolute just gut wrencher. And last year only five rounds, so the good thing is we get Luke Waddell, we get Colin Hall, we get other, Andy Archer and some other guys back, Brant Herder, one of them, our Friday night starter. The bad news is that you just can't predict that. Is this guy gonna go, is he not gonna go in a shortened draft? So the roster management in baseball, quite honestly, can be a nightmare. And we didn't have to run anybody out last year, and I use that term loosely, that we were able to get everybody here that we had signed. We were able to take care of guys that were in the program, but it's not easy to do that every year. And as you well know, Wes, you put the phrase on me, Danny Nomics, and that's what you have to do at the end of every season, quite honestly.
Pack, I used to walk down the hall, sit in Coach Hall's office, and look at the chalkboard and go, okay, I want to see you get out of this one with the 11.7 and the 20-some on the roster. I don't know how in the world he ever did it, but they always found a way. And I kept thinking, wait a second, I keep hearing about all these transfers and portals and everything else. But, Danny, that's the life you guys have led for so many years, trying to figure out that number. And here we are in the middle of a great ACC baseball season, as Pax talked about. And, Mark, I don't know how they're going to balance the act. I don't know how we go back once we've gotten here, Danny.
That's going to be very difficult, you know, because I think we've all kind of gotten used to, you know, to what we've been able to do this year, and we'll be able to do it on a smaller scale next year. But then after that, it's, you know, it's going to go back. And, you know, I'm not sure I have this accurate, but I think in terms of our roster size of 35 players in a normal year, and 11.7 scholarships, it's the smallest ratio in all of the NCAA, and that's kind of disappointing. You know, it's unfortunate, but they've never figured out a way to give us any relief on that, or come up with a different structure to where I guess there's more equality. Mm-hmm. And now you got a lot of programs that, you know, they have financial aid models and things that they can do to help kids, which is great. You know, we have the Hope Grant here in Georgia. So, you know, a lot of different places have different models to kind of try to help you get, you know, to 11.7. But it's going to go back. We all know that.
Danny, from a recruiting perspective, and not necessarily just at Georgia Tech, but in general, the balance of I can find somebody in the transfer portal with experience that fills a void versus, hey, I'm going to spend time cultivating the high school ranks to find a kid that hopefully decides to come here and 2 or 3 years down the road can be the guy I can get in the transfer portal. That balance, don't you think that's now becoming the biggest, for whether we're talking baseball, football, basketball, women's tennis, I don't care what it is, that transfer portal is a total game changer, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's going to be, Mark. You know, we had two transfers this year, and I think there's going to be more and more. And now you got to balance it with, you know, your scholarships, who you have coming in, who you might lose in the draft. For us here, I mean, it's this is a hard place to get into out of high school, and it's a hard place to get into as a transfer player just because of matching a major up and matching the hours towards graduation up when somebody transfers in here. It's not as easy as it sounds. Whereas I think other places, it's probably a lot easier to take a transfer, put them in a major, have them be eligible, and have them contribute. But, you know, I don't know. I fear we've opened up a can of worms or going to open up a can of worms, but we're about to find out, because I am pretty sure that it is it's coming at us.
Wow.
All right. We have been talking throughout the show about alums of programs in coaching. Now, you have had two handfuls of former players in your work at Georgia Tech that have gone on to coaching. You've had three handfuls of players in your coaching history that have gone into coaching or managing at the professional level. If you had to pick one or two guys you think who maybe haven't been in coaching but would be good coaches, who are you going to go with?
First one I'd go with is Jason Varitek. You know, I think you always look at guys that were catchers. You know, and I think he would be a guy. Boy, you guys had that on cue. You must have known where I was going with this. But I just think his understanding of the game, his competitiveness, he's relatable. I just think he would be the first guy that pops in my mind for sure.
Okay.
You know, and then I'd probably go Garcia Parr and Tashira as close
close seconds. I just think Nomar was just such a great player and just very personable, and so is Mark. I'd probably put Mark more as the general manager of the Atlanta Braves or New York Yankees. He's kind of got that CEO mentality. But we've had so many great players that it's hard to single them all out, but those would be the three. But I'd put the captain, Jason Varitek, at numero uno. Mm.
Hey, can we get Joey Bart in San Francisco? That's all I need to know. At the end of this conversation,
we
get my man Joey Bart? We got to get my man in there now. It's about time.
I know. I actually had a conversation with his advisor, Victor Minicao, who played here last night. And so I always will ask him about Joey Bart. And he said Joey's in a great spot mentally, had a great spring. He knows it, with Buster in there right now, that – he just needs to keep doing his thing and that he'll get up there. But we would all like to see that. I always root for my guys to get the opportunity to get in there and play.
Yeah, a little ACC on ACC there with Buster and Joey now. That's a pretty good combo.
That is a great combo.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Danny, great to have you on here. Good luck tonight against Auburn. And we're looking forward to seeing Marquise Grissom Jr. throw it tonight. I knew you're excited to see it as well, but appreciate the time as always.
Thanks a lot, guys. You guys have a great day.
All right. Danny Hall, longtime legendary head baseball coach at Georgia Tech. His team in action tonight right here on ACC Network. Auburn Tigers come rolling up the highway. And they'll be in Atlanta, Russ Chandler Stadium, McNeese Ballpark. Auburn, Georgia Tech, 6 o'clock, first pitch tonight. Right here on ACC Network, streaming live on the ESPN app. When we come back, a special Tuesday edition of True or False, presented by
Dish.
Well done, Pack. Back after this on ACC Network.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham on a Tuesday.
We got a hard group, don't we? Man, we got a group. We got a group that just, there's no filter with our crowd, is there? None. Zero.
I was a bit surprised that Danny Hall was stunned that we would have the smart people ready, no matter what name he threw. We had videotape ready to go. Why there's smart people in Bristol.
Right.
Smart people.
He could have gone.
Didn't matter.
He could have gone Brad Stockton.
Didn't matter.
Could have gone Michael Sorrow. Yeah, didn't matter. We got all that video, Danny. Yep. Come on, man.
That's how we roll. Smart people. Dealing with the smart people in Bristol. Right. How it goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for this week's edition of True or False, presented by
Dish. Voice of Victory.
Thank you very much.
Voice of Victory.
Bingo. That's for positive negativity, by the way. And ladies and gentlemen, the voice of victory has arrived to moderate this week's edition of True or False. Please welcome Josh Macri.
Thank you for that warm welcome. And here in the bunker, we do appreciate Danny Hall, Coach Hall, I should say, appreciating our hard work, having that Jason Varitek video queued up. It's what we do.
That's right.
And they appreciate the appreciation. So there you go. Everybody's good.
True. Everybody appreciates it. Let's get to true or false, though. Will Zalatoris had a great week last week, as we all know, finishing second at the Masters. But true or false?
Yeah. True. Second.
Will Zalatoris will be the next ACC golfer to win a major.
False.
Oh, false.
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 Man, that guy's skinny.
Yeah. 28-inch waist this guy's got. That's what happens when you're lean, mean, fighting machine right there. Listen, this dude.
No way you were ever that skinny. There's no way.
I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it for Jay Helms before we're done today. Jay's still watching, I guarantee you, going, yeah, Packer running his mouth. Jay, I got something for you. False is the answer to the question. Even though he was a great story last week.
And look, ball striker, yes. And Packer and I are going to play pocket golf analyst here for a second. He's got to putt it just a little bit better, and he will. But right now, Pack, I don't think he putts it well enough. Do you?
Well, he did pretty good last week on the toughest greens in the world. But, you know, he's 24. You know, he was awesome last week.
I know.
Week.
That's the other thing.
And his rise to stardom, he's on the fast track. And, you know, he's going to be a cool dude to watch in the next year or two just to see how this develops and how he handles fame, fortune, and all that stuff. And I just was impressed with his calmness. I mean, 24 years old, hadn't seen the Masters in terms of playing in it for the very first time. I figured if he ballooned and shot an 80, you'd go, oh, you know, hey, it happens to all of them at some point. Man, he was rock solid every single day. I was incredibly impressed with the way he handled the pressure. But now, you know, moving forward, hey, he's already impressed you once in the U.S. Open. Now he's done it in the Masters. Could he be a force down the road? Potentially. But there's a lot of great young 20-somethings, right? Let's see how he handles it. But, I mean, he's another guy you put on the chart and say, man, can't wait to see what he does this week when he goes to play. So we'll see. But will he win? Be the next ACC player to win a major? No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
No. No. Next, please.
Okay. Virginia on the diamond. They've turned the corner recently, winning 5 of 6 to get over 500 for the season at a mark of 16-15. That said, they're still just 8-13 in ACC play. But true or false, the Hoos will use this hot stretch and finish the season over 500 in conference play. They have 14 games remaining on the schedule against conference opponents.
I'd have to see who they're playing. I don't know. I have not memorized the Virginia baseball schedule, so I apologize.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a few things to do. That's on my to-do list to memorize the Virginia baseball schedule.
What's the matter with you?
I can't answer that until I see who they're playing. What's the matter with
you? All you need to know is that they've won 5 of 6.
I know.
And
they have plenty of opportunity left. I know they're hot. I just watched them take 2 of 3 at Clemson. In dramatic style, but I don't know who they've got left on the schedule. I'd have to look that up. Wes, do you have that in front of you? At your fingertips?
Efforting is the word.
I got it right here, guys. They have a series against Louisville this weekend. They play Duke next weekend in a 3-game series. The weekend after that, Virginia Tech in a 3-game series, followed by Wake Forest and Boston College to wrap up the regular season.
I'm going to go false. False. Ooh.
False. I'm going to go false. Coach O'Connor, no offense, no harm. False.
That's it, false. They're playing good baseball, but I don't know with that schedule that they can get back to 500. Louisville, Virginia Tech, legit.
All right.
Tough.
Yeah. All right.
Never underestimate the heart of a champion. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Voice of victory.
That's
the voice of victory telling you that, Pac.
That's right.
As we've established, Georgia Tech is playing Auburn tonight, and Florida State is playing Florida. The ACC is 6-6 against the SEC so far this season, but our guys have been outscored 77-72. True or false, the ACC will finish the season with a positive run differential against SEC teams.
True. 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 Come on, Pack.
Well, why don't you explain why you say true? I want to hear what your reasoning
just
is.
Just cause. For the simple purpose, because, as you like to say, this because, is the ACC network.
No, I get that. But, I mean, you were so immediate in your answer that I just assumed you had a great answer other than because.
First of all, because I think you got winnable games tonight. Noles Gators, Jackets Tigers. I'm going to guess is there another Clemson South Carolina game somewhere in the offing that I'm not familiar with?
We actually came prepared this time with the schedule.
Well, look at this, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah, come on. We're doing this. Come on, Pack. We're going to do this. Louisville's going to get revenge on the Cats. Yeah, 5-run difference right now, Pat. Come on.
Clemson, Georgia. I'm ending it up in my head here. Vandy, Louisville. Boy, that's a good game. South Carolina, Clemson. Gamecocks
are
for a sweep, by the way. Georgia, Georgia Tech. They love each other. Florida, Florida State tonight. Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8. We're at 6-6.
Oh, my.
If I carry this to the third